And if you were to actually hear the full story behind TikTok, it may be a little more curious to you and not so innocent as you may think of what the Chinese government is apparently attempting to do. Welcome back to the Shake Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Van Shake. So if you haven't heard already, Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. It's official. He even brought his kitchen sink into Twitter headquarters. If you haven't seen, he made a pun of a tweet that said, let this sink in, and was holding a sink in Twitter headquarters. But it's quite interesting to see what Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter, because, you know, Twitter was really that tech company that was in, I wouldn't even call it a holding pattern. I would just call it Twitter was just in no man's land. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't really care. They were just all, I don't know. I think they just frankly just had a political agenda and just wanted to exercise that political agenda and really didn't care about making money. They clearly had no interest in growing their platform to maybe compete with TikTok or YouTube or anything. They didn't care. It was just all political. Twitter had so many opportunities and they just frankly did nothing. They did nothing. The hardest part of starting any social media platform, is getting user participation, is getting people to even care about it or even start to use it or even consider using it. Creating an account even, right? It's so hard. That's the hardest thing. But Twitter has that. So they're basically, the way I think of Twitter, is a shell of a company. And Elon seems to understand that and is going to be completely changing Twitter into something that I guess is profitable, because he has a lot of debt on this company. Even though Elon is the richest guy in the world, it doesn't matter, because he actually had to finance the deal to get it done, and he has quite a bit of debt from Morgan Stanley. It does make sense why Elon is like, okay, big things need to change here, because one, he actually did overpay for Twitter, because he put in the offer before the whole stock market tanked. So there's a little bit of that. Also, because of the debt financing to actually pay for the Twitter acquisition. So banks like Morgan Stanley, they need to be paid back. And three, the company's going further and further into debt because it's operating at a loss. So that needs to be paid for. And that would be paid for with debt financing, which has to be loaned to them. So that's more banks involved. I mean, there is so much debt involved with this deal that just needs to be paid back. And the only way that it could actually be done, this is actually turning into kind of a business discussion here, you know, going back to my roots in business here, but the only way to actually pay for Twitter and make it worthwhile for Elon to even do this and not just close doors and be like, hey, maybe I made a mistake, is to actually make big changes. And that's what Elon's doing, you know, and I applaud him, you know. You have to do it. You have to make big changes if you want big things to happen. It's a fact. You can't continue with their losing business model because it sucked and it wasn't working. You know, shadow banning people because they would, you know, not be politically correct or anything like that wasn't quite working. And things need to change. So some of the things that he's planning on doing and changing is, I think a big one is bringing back Vine. Twitter bought Vine. They acquired Vine back in the day, probably like 5-8 years ago. They bought Vine. And of course, in Twitter fashion, what Twitter does or had done in the past so much better than any other social media platform. Can you guess? That's right. Buying companies and then killing them off. Like, just killing them. They were to buy these like really tech, you know, kind of trendy companies in social media, such as Periscope, such as Vine, some of these other companies, instead of building off of it and kind of, you know, springboarding off of it, off of their technology and integrating it and finding synergy and different ways of utilizing the ideas and the technology that was designed in the applications that they bought, they would just kill them off for just no reason. They just would buy them just thinking that, oh, we can do it. Nope, nope, didn't work. Oh, well, we'll just kill it off. They just didn't care. All they cared about is making political statements. That's what I truly believe. And this is not a political type of conversation here. This is just a fact. There's no explanation for why they were doing what they were doing for so long. No explanation at all of just basically being a terrible social media platform. But ironically and amazingly, they were actually well known and well regarded in some ways, in that they were, in that celebrities would use it and people would be involved in it occasionally and they would have name recognition. Yeah, so Twitter actually owns Vine. So Vine is like kind of in the basement of Twitter, like literally in storage. I'm sure they still have the code. I'm sure they still have some of the ideas behind it. And gosh, this is so funny. I can't believe this is true. You know, this is so funny, guys. You know why it's so funny? This is why. TikTok comes out and actually proves that Vine was and could have been very successful. Yes, maybe the Vines were a little too short. 6 seconds, was way too short for Vines. And it turns out that all Twitter had to do is just increase the amount that can be uploaded. Go from, 6 seconds to at least 60 seconds. That's all they had to do. And chances are, Vine would have done pretty well. But Twitter, yeah, they just killed it off. They're like, I don't know. I have no idea to this day why they killed off Vine, other than just, we don't feel like working with it. We don't feel like doing it. They just killed it off. Elon now wants to bring back Vine to compete with TikTok. And you know what? It makes perfect sense. Why not? Why the heck not bring back Vine? Because it's basically TikTok, basically. Twitter, before Elon, they just killed it off. They were like, we don't feel like working with this. Oh, people really don't want to see 6 seconds. Ah, 6 seconds too short. Oh, well. So we'll just cancel Vine. Cancel it. And it makes sense. You know why? Twitter just had canceled everything. They were just known to cancel everything. And I think the pendulum, of course, is swinging back to a situation where people just don't want to be canceled anymore. People just hate it. People just feel like, I don't always say the most perfect thing. You know why? Because I'm not God. I'm not thinking of every perfect way to say it that I'm not going to possibly offend anyone or anything in the history of the world. That's just impossible. How are you going to ever live your life if all you're doing is afraid you're going to offend somebody? Of course, I'm not talking about hate speech. That's different. But just like, you just didn't say this in the right way. You offended somebody. Someone didn't feel good because of what you typed. Twitter can easily compete with TikTok if they were to bring back Vine. TikTok is out there. It's a Chinese company. So it's like, hey, why don't you just go and just basically copy them, and take the best of them and incorporate some of the best of our ideas? And there you go. You have a really cool platform. And I think a lot of people would get on board with that. And if you were to actually hear the full story behind TikTok, it may be a little more curious to you and not so innocent as you may think of what the Chinese government is apparently attempting to do. Here's the thing. As you may know, TikTok is a Chinese-owned company. And of course, China is a communist, meaning that the Chinese government has quite a bit of influence over TikTok, meaning they basically own TikTok. Here's a curious thing that you may not have known. There is a TikTok in China. And you would think like, it's probably just like what you see in the United States. It's just like that. No, it's not. No, actually, it is actually restricted for children, where children can only be on that TikTok app. I think it's like 1 hour a day. And the content that's on the TikTok app for children in China, can you guess? Do you think it's actually, doing dance moves and, people ranting or, saying stupid things or doing songifies or whatever else you can call it in TikTok world? Do you think the Chinese kids are actually watching that on their phones? No, they're not. The content that is on TikTok in China for children is all educational content. It's all educational, like math and science, reading, like all educational. And it's restricted that way by the government. it's only in the United States that they're basically poisoning the little kids' minds with like just crap and garbage that's not really moving the society forward. So you can kind of think of it as hitting like three birds with one stone type of thing. One, making a whole bunch of money off of the U.S. markets. Two, destroying America and the Western countries that, you know, have no restriction on that type of thing and just allow whatever type of garbage content that's going to be seen by kids and they're not going to be learning anything. And three, to make the Chinese children really smart and well above everyone else in the entire world to, whatever, take over the entire world. Who knows, right? But that's crazy. It's completely different. The point that I'm making is that it would be nice for someone like Elon to step in to make a real TikTok competitor and not kind of bogus TikTok competitors. You know, I mean, like Facebook and YouTube is trying and they're, I don't know. They're just not, no one has the algorithm that TikTok does. And it's partially because they don't shadow ban that much. And then also they just provide content that's good to everybody. It doesn't matter if you have zero followers. It's not on the follower model. So if you just put out good content, it ends up getting a lot of attention and people get to see it. TikTok just realized that, hey, you know, just put out really good content to everybody, you know? And then people are going to come back to the app. It's not based on the follower model because YouTube and Facebook and all these other ones, Instagram, Twitter, were all on the follower model where you needed X number of followers to get any type of attention. You could have put out the best video of humankind on YouTube. You could have put out the best video of humankind on Facebook. And they would only show it to like two or three people, which is kind of sad because it causes creators to not want to really put in a lot of effort because they know that it takes so long to build any type of following on these platforms. It's ridiculous. No matter how good I am, it doesn't matter. The point is, though, is that social media really needs to be revamped. It's really crappy right now. It's just, oh my gosh. It's all shadow banned. It's all demonetized in every way imaginable. Everyone's afraid to say anything. It's all in cancel culture. It's all restrictions and freedom of speech. Everyone's basically afraid to do pretty much anything. Pretty much. Yeah. So it'll be nice to kind of turn that corner to try to pressure social media platforms, specifically Twitter, pressuring other platforms to be like, oh, wait a second. If we're not going to be inclusive, if we're just going to shadow ban people, if we're just going to demonetize and restrict everybody without even telling them and just crap on everybody, then another company is going to come along and really eat our lunch. And yeah, it was with TikTok. And I think everyone, all these other platforms are like, well, we have short videos. You know, we have reels. We have whatever they call them now. We have these shorter videos so we can compete with TikTok. You're not competing because you don't have the same algorithm as TikTok where you just push really good content. Just push the good content. I think that's all anybody has ever asked. It's just, hey, if I make something good, don't shadow ban me because you just don't believe in what I posted. You know? I mean, it's not fair. Come on. That really hits hard for me and probably a lot of the creators that you watch. And if you've ever created anything and posted it on social media, you definitely understand where I'm coming from. Because it's not fair to be shadow banned because you just don't believe in what I posted. You don't believe that aliens are real, so therefore we're not going to share your post. Oh, well, thank you. You don't believe that, you know, this person has dementia. I think what everyone wants is just an open platform where people aren't being secretly shadow banned for just saying something that the platform just doesn't agree with. We don't agree with it, so we're just gonna not show it to anybody. But maybe people want to see it, and maybe some people agree with it, and maybe some people disagree with it. And why don't you just have everyone duke it out and in the comments. Say, hey, I disagree with this. I agree with this. This is why. This is not. Hey, I made a video proving that this guy who said that this guy had dementia is an idiot. You know, this guy didn't know what he was talking about. This guy clearly doesn't have dementia. Make a video like that. That's all I think anybody wanted, is just a free open platform where everybody just comes together and figures things out for themselves, and not having the platform shadow ban and restrict certain things that they just happen to not agree with for whatever reason. It could be political. It could be just, hey, I just don't believe in aliens, you know? So I don't believe in aliens, so therefore, we're not going to show any content that is focused around aliens or flat earth. You can't even make a video against the flat earth, like I did, you know? But I think the people who are making videos on flat earth, that's fine, but I'm going to make a video proving how stupid you are. But that's the part that I think everybody misses with social media. And social media these days has just become this ultra politically correct, ultra what is actually the truth, and not letting people figure out the truth for themselves. I think most people just want to have that. You know, people don't want a platform just full of professional newscasters who are trained to say the least politically incorrect things possible. That sounds like a very terrible social media platform. But unfortunately, many platforms have gone that way. There is more of a risk if you just suppress some of those ideologies and let them just fester underground, unregulated, uncontested. The beliefs aren't going away. Those beliefs are festering underground, unchecked by anybody else who would just call them out and say, hey, you're wrong here. Shadow banning has really become a norm at this point. At one point, shadow banning was this kind of weird thing, almost like a conspiracy, you know, where people would be like, hey, am I shadow banned? Wait a second. What's going on? Why is my account not getting the views that I used to get? What's going on? You know, and maybe suspecting that I'm shadow banned, and people saying, no, don't be a conspiracy theorist. There's no such thing as shadow ban. Now, at this point, shadow banning is just a way of life on social media, unfortunately. And it's nice to hear that Elon, I think, is going to not do much of that. Hopefully we're on a trend of reducing shadow banning, with Elon now owning Twitter and then TikTok, showing content that's just good. It's good content. You should go see it. Okay. That's all any of us ever wanted on social media. That's what we got for you. If you're not already subscribed to the Shake Podcast, give it a subscribe, because we don't want to miss out on new podcasts. See you at the top.